Why were you talking? I turned on the mics. They went live.
Oh,
we sound
I was
like
getting
hacks.
Pumped.
Hackser, more hack.
Hackerist, even way more hackerist.
I like all those words that we just made up.
That's right.
Why is making up words left to the black community? We can do it too.
Yeah.
But not just for rappers.
We can do it 60, 11 times.
It just won't sound poetic and funny and beautiful, but we can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to lower your levels because you're being so loud.
Because you got me pumped.
You're threatening to overpower my voice, and that really can't happen.
All right, darling.
It's Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Allison Frank today.
Wow, sounds great.
I know, it really does.
It's going to be a power hour.
Well, just on the back of this trachea. How could it not be?
Oh, my.
If my trachea were a muscle, it would be Arnold's bicep.
Oh, my.
But it's just some tube of scrapple-looking crap in my throat instead. In Papa's Basement is the show's website. Go there for new episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You want to get a hold of us on Twitter and Instagram. Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Especially Allison.
Yeah.
She posts her boobies.
When?
All the time.
Every time?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think you own a shirt that doesn't have areola holes cut out. Areolos?
I believe it's called the deep V.
Yeah.
It goes down to my navel.
That's true. Yeah, it's just such a deep-cut sweater. There's a big brown semicircle peeking out the edge of it. Also, take your damn vibrating phone off of the table, because I can feel that.
I think it's off.
Is it?
Yeah.
I felt something shake.
It's on zero.
Then take out your Benoit balls. Whatever you got going.
There's nothing.
Remove it.
It's all
at Papa's Basement for
all
me.
Zero.
That's on Instagram. If you want cat photos, that's all I post.
Yeah,
and,
you do a lot
Twitter,
of cat
Twitter,
stuff.
You know, I do the TV spoiler thing. We'll get to that in a second.
Oh,
a little
did?
Game of Thrones talk.
Oh, did you?
And Allison Frank is at ALLIS0N Frank on both Instagram and Twitter. All those lovely places where you waste your life away on the phone. And find us on iTunes. Find us on Stitcher. I think it's inpapasbasement.com/iTunes to subscribe there. If you have an iProduct, it's very simple. And likewise, if you have a cell phone that you just want to use the Stitcher app for, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Gray Sky Eternal. We're done.
Oh.
We're done. The intro's done.
All right.
So I just pot it down like a bear swatting at a picnic basket.
No, like that lady who got mauled by a bear in her front yard. Did you hear about that?
No, but I like that you're laughing through it. And I'm sure she likes it even more. Continue.
I think it happened like a few days ago. But she was like, yeah, there were four bears in my front yard. And they were like, yeah, she was attacked right in front of her garage. But why are you going out there to shoot four?
What's the four bear gang activity?
I don't know. It was in Florida.
Stop right there. Stop right there. They're idiots.
I know. But she wound up...
Those bears were sent by God to cleanse filth from this earth.
And she
Stop
said,
right there.
I could feel the teeth scars in my in my head as he was biting down.
But I'm sure you can. People like to think you go into shock.
I mean, you're just feeling the bite. You're feeling the bite. You're not feeling scars.
She said, I felt scars.
Yes.
What an idiot. Oh, I wish you were in Saving Private Ryan. I wish she was that dummy who's on the beach right at the beginning.
Yeah.
And, like, he takes a shot to the head and goes, pink, off his helmet. He's like, he pulls it off and looks at it. And then just a second shot goes right through him. I wish that happened to her. And then she went, the bullet scar in my forehead. And then dropped over dead.
It's like, yeah, she got some scratches on her face and some on her side. She was showing all of her boo-boos and...
Was she attractive? Like, should I be nicer here?
I mean, no, not really.
Ah, she's a dumb bitch.
But she was slim, and she did lift up her shirt. But
she didn't really deserve it then, did she?
When she lifted up the back to show the back of her head.
My scars!
It was just laced with staples.
Ugh.
It's just like, I mean, it's not funny you got mauled by a bear, but if I see four bears outside, I'm not going to say, let me go and get my broom and shoo them off my property.
There's no magic number of bears when I don't mess with them. If there's one... Guess what? I'm removing myself from the situation.
I mean, me, I have a natural curiosity, so maybe I would try to feed it some honey or something if it was just one. But I'm not going to go out and just...
You would actually get one of those little honey bears and toss it to it and be like, will this happen?
I'm not going to fill my deep V with honey and just go out there and say, I hope he doesn't attack. It's
like, you're like 90% this ends in tragedy, 10% it's going to be adorable.
That's like when last year we were in Florida and we were
feeding four bears. Go on.
We were snorkeling and my buddy Jason and I were
found four snorkeling bears.
Yes. And I was just on unicycles. It was adorable.
Wow.
And they were juggling conch shells. Anyhow,
underwater juggling is impressive.
Actually not, because it just kind of floats over. But anyhow, we were swimming along and we were kind of being buddies. And this one day it was kind of like darker than the day before when we had gone out. And this bull shark, it was over 6 feet because it was much bigger than myself. And I saw it.
Oh, and I forgot you're 5'11". Continue, Shaq.
Anyhow, I have my underwater camera and I'm like getting snap happy and I'm swimming after it. I pop my head up. And Jason, I was like, did you see that shark? And he just starts swimming the opposite direction. He was like, yeah, I saw it. It's a bull shark. We better get out of here. And I was like, are they dangerous?
You would be like, what is that brown jellyfish behind John?
Yeah, exactly.
A bull shark and a man of war? What's going on with these waters? I would so be gone. I would try to use that as propulsion. To get the hell out.
I mean, it was big. And it just swam right between us. And I was like, wow, how fascinating. And I'm trying to swim after it to get more pictures. Jason was out of there.
Lose my mind. Anytime anyone's doing anything where they're exposed to nature and they ultimately die.
Yeah.
My first inclination is just like, you got what?
You say that about roller coasters, but they're built for safety and all that. So that's not
really. You know who manages roller coasters?
I mean, at the fair.
They're not getting the best out of the engineering program.
I mean, the people that work at the fair, they've got to talk to their probation officer.
It's the guy with
hours.
The Tesla tattoo who hasn't clipped his nails in a couple of months.
Oh, my goodness.
He's the one yanking the rod. Because that's all I picture goes into a roller coaster. It's just a go rod that you yank, like on a minecart in a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah, there's one that's called like the Scramble or something, and it's
that sounds nice.
And it has like two main arms, and off of those two arms, there's like four cars.
I'm picturing two huge Terminator arms that just beat the sides of the roller coaster. And if you lean over, you lose a limb.
Each arm has like four cars, and each car holds two people. Well, we went to this fair, the guy I was dating at the time, and we told the guy, we made some joke like, hey, turn it up, and we were the only ones on there. It was not funny. He really did have the power to turn it up. And we nearly flew out.
Oh, my
God.
And
the guy I was dating, he's 6'3". But he was hanging on for dear life.
Why wouldn't you? Why does anyone pay for that?
Like, you can really.
Let's get off the scrambler and visit the cyst popper.
What's wrong with that? Oh, my goodness. But that. My ex-husband and I, we did this thing.
I don't get it. Like, why do you pay to get terrified? Would you just...
I do like it. They have this new one at Six Flags.
Would you go into a bad neighborhood and then just leave an envelope of money and your address and be like, make like you're breaking in and raping my wife. It'll be hilarious.
Yeah, but that's different.
Is it?
It is different. I mean, I do like... They have this new one at Six Flags and it's called like... Suicide fall.
Jesus Christ.
Something. And it's like the tallest thing. Like
the scariest roller coaster ever. It will not only kill you, your family dies
as
well.
It's like your skin gets to the bottom first and your skeleton meets up with you four minutes later. It's like
so many vibrations, we kill the sperm living inside you. You will be barren. Your eggs will pop.
But actually, one time my ex-husband and I, we went to this like go-kart place, mini golf or whatever. And they had
everything lighthearted except for the roller coaster name.
That's right.
The anal raper.
Anyhow, we got in these go karts, and this guy had the power to kind of give us more boost or not to
on
each
the carts.
On each one, which I didn't know they could do that.
I thought they were all set at the same 2 miles an hour.
But it's funny because he did something to my ex-husband, and he was like putt-putting around, and mine was going super fast.
That was like his game. That was him trying to flirt with you.
Probably.
Later on, he's like, did you like how I made your cart fast?
I have all kinds of powers.
Yeah.
Want to go back and play magic?
Hey.
That's right.
Not cool.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
No one into go-kart tinkering could appreciate the secrets of all five colors of mana. Continue.
Oh, my. That guy is something else. But he's making a living for something that he enjoys, so kudos to him.
I guess.
There's a lot of people who play it, and they don't make any money.
Oh, magic? I don't play Magic. I just enjoy it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how
from
I view
afar.
It.
That's good. That's I don't collect stamps, but I watch it.
Well, what? Every you have to be on the PGA to enjoy golf? What?
I'm just saying.
You enjoy magic. Your sexting time. You're not a porn star. Do we have to monetize everything we love in this life? Come on.
I'm not sexting.
You're voxing. You're voxing your 15 friends.
One friend. Two friends, actually. Cammy Whammy was having some girl trouble.
That's a dude's name, by the way. Cammy Whammy.
That's
Cammy
what
Whammy was wondering why a girl wasn't into him.
Yeah.
Hint number one. Your voxer name is Cammy Whammy.
It isn't. I call him Cammy Whammy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know how Voxer works out of the 18 sexting programs that are meant just for sexting and nothing more on the phone. I never
don't
got
do
into
any.
Voxer.
I don't do the Snapchat. I don't do the
Snapchat, do Kick, the, yeah, Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
What the hell else is there?
There's one now that you can do. If
going
you,
I like how I say, what else is out there as I go through my phone looking for them?
I guess there's one where you can, it's for Droid users.
WhatsApp?
And it, no. There's that one. And then there's another one where you could do like FaceTime, but it's.
Yeah, it's Google Hangouts.
Oh, no, it's called something else, but I mean, there's another one.
Google like, Hangouts has FaceTime.
It's like Kazam or something, or Kabam.
They're all just designed to keep your number hidden while you're sending hog pics.
That's what
it.
I'm saying. That's why I won't do Snapchat. I think, hey, if you want to send me a photo and you don't trust me with it, then I don't need to see it. Whether it's whatever.
That's so old-fashioned. That's adorable.
Because I'm going to collect
you're like,
them.
In my day, sending a dick picture was about trust.
Right. In the good old days.
Yeah. 1992, you snapped one with a Polaroid.
If you have one that's worth looking at, why can't I admire it all day? Why do I only get to admire it for 3 seconds? I'm just saying. I don't know. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's different.
Hold up. I have to take a business call.
Oh, my.
All right. Knock off the texting.
Oh, I wasn't.
Yeah, you were.
I wasn't. You were on a business call, remember?
And now it's done.
Okay.
And now the show's back.
Oh, wow.
The juggernaut that stops for no one.
I gotcha.
That's my humble little name for us.
Oh, my. That's ridiculous.
Well, now that I've disrupted the flow of whatever we were discussing.
Right.
Let's talk last night's Game of Thrones.
Okay. Yeah.
If you haven't seen it.
Yeah.
And you don't want things spoiled.
Right.
Turn the show. Well, don't turn it off. Just. Fast forward 30 seconds, we might be done. Probably won't be. I don't know, a minute or two?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine enough.
I really just, if you're into that and you haven't seen it already, you deserve what comes to you.
That's kind of true.
Isn't that really it?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't want to be the guy that says...
The butler did it.
Well, no. I was going to say more like, she shouldn't have worn that dress. But sometimes...
Yeah.
Exercise just a hint of prudence.
Yeah.
So, all right, telling you right now, jump a couple minutes ahead.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about Joffrey dying.
Yeah.
Oops. Oopsie Dickens.
Yeah.
Yeah, he how croaked. Did that get out there?
I mean, they built it up for him being a royal pain right up into that. I mean, he was really being despicable. I mean, you just hated him even more than you already did. And my friend and I were talking about it.
What is the last time? When's the last time you hated a character that much on a TV show? And we'll get into how.
Yeah.
I honestly feel game, at least for me, is losing its grasp. I'm not going to say it's losing its touch.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people are into it like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm kind of tapping out mentally. Not going to lie. I'm still watching it.
Yeah.
But it ain't doing it. For me, like it used
to. No, I mean, I like it. I still like it. I mean, there's really not much else that I would record. I mean, there's nothing else I am recording other than Hannibal. I'm recording Hannibal and this. It's good. It is good.
Other than Hannibal.
Yeah, I want to lick his face.
God, maybe I'm being a dick, but any network show.
Any guy that murders in a three-piece
suit. It might as well
suit.
Be Drew Carey Price is Right to me. I'm like, that's how deep it can get.
No, I mean, no. But the... My friend and I were talking right before Game of Thrones, and he was saying how much he hated Joffrey and how much he wanted him
to
die.
That's all anyone brings up.
Yeah.
Talking about Game of Thrones.
But they keep saying, like, I want him to die. I want him to die.
X's jugs, and I want to see Joffrey die.
But the thing is, I said, I don't, like, if he dies, like, you really do hate him, and you really do want to punch him in the face. So that's how well the character is played, and that's how well the character has been developed, that you just really do hate that guy.
For those that don't know or they barely watch the show, Joffrey is, he was a prince, I guess, and he became a king last night, or he was, no, he was the king.
Yeah.
But he's this little insufferable prick. He's like 15-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the kid's like obviously a decent dude in real life. He's just acting for God's sake.
Yeah.
But he's insufferable. Like he's the product of inbreeding. It's not really incest, right? That would be the dad banging the Cersei.
Right.
He's just a brother and sister.
Twins.
Screwing. Yeah, twins. So their DNA, I think, is even more similar.
That's right.
And I guess in that situation, things go real well.
Yeah.
Or they go horribly.
Well, they have several kids and they all look good. You know.
Well, the other two seem fine. Yeah. You don't really see them on screen, but it's not like they're shoving pins into the little midget's beanbag when you do see him.
Yeah.
So last night.
It was his wedding.
It was his wedding. And he gets married to, was it Marjorie? I forgot her name.
I don't know anybody's name, really.
She's a chick that, like, on the show you want to think is really hot.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, she is screwable. But in the grand scheme of things, she ain't like a 10 or anything.
No, and plus I think it takes away from her beauty because she is kind of a yucky character. Like, she's just out for number one. And not in an attractive kind of way. But yeah, she's attractive.
She wanted to help the poor last night. What are you talking
for
about?
For show, she did.
Is there anything that wicked about that? Do you really? Do the poor care?
But the poor ain't getting anything because it's going to the hounds.
I know. But do the poor really care if you're doing something nice for show? They're just like, give me that half-eaten turkey leg so I can play Henry the Eighth for a minute. Anyhow, at the wedding celebration.
Yeah.
Joffrey's a bigger dick than usual.
Yeah.
Like, who's midget? What's his name? Tyrion?
Yeah.
Okay, Tyrion, his uncle, played by Peter Dinklage, gives him a nice book, a hefty tome.
Yeah.
And Joffrey's all like, oh, uncle, this is a lovely present.
Yeah.
And you're like, wow, he's kind of turned the page on being a prig.
Yeah.
And then his next gift is a sword that he then uses to cleave like Conan the librarian. Sorry for getting our UHF references correct.
Yeah.
Just cleaves the hell out of this book. And everyone's like, nah, never mind. He's still an asshat.
Yeah.
Still a bag of dicks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he was doing a lot of just humiliating things. And you were like, wow.
He then has a show put on where pretty much everyone he's ordered killed is played by a midget. And they all kill each other in comical fashion. And they're all running around with like, what, little horsey heads on the front and back.
Yeah. And one of them represents Ned Stark and the one midget.
Who got beheaded to great effect in the first season.
Yeah. And the one midget's just dry humping him.
Try humping his head.
Yeah.
After his horse or whatever had been decapitated, he takes the horse head and then just puts it in front of his junk and humps it. And I'm like, is he celebrating a dunk? What am I seeing? It was great to see that even in old-timey times, people were utterly classless. That's what I really loved about that.
Yeah, it was horrible.
But Joffrey was poisoned.
Yeah.
By who or whom?
Yeah.
I don't know which someone to say both. We do not know, but he bites it in spectacular fashion. Blood is like running out of his nose.
Yeah, his eyes.
Face is all hemorrhagey.
Yeah.
And I love that halfway through, his mom, Cersei, I wanted to say her name was Lena Dunham, but she so isn't Lena Dunham.
No.
Lena Headley.
Oh,
I think that's her name.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, she's a looker, and she races over. And what I loved most about the scene is she's like, my baby, and shaking him.
Who will be queen then? Will she be queen then?
Yeah. No, who? Lena? Or
The mom.
The Headley? Lena Dunham Headley?
Yeah.
No, I think it's the, what's her tits?
The wife.
She got the gig.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like,
it's like if
my
the
friend
president
pointed out, like, when her husband died, she didn't become queen. Her son became king.
So. I look at it this way. If the president is like, I do solemnly swear, blah, 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 I'm in. And his hand comes off the Bible and then a sniper, you know, knocks the cantaloupe apart.
Yeah.
The VP's in, even if we had the president for 8 seconds.
No, I know. But I mean, is his wife, I mean, she was the queen for, so I guess she just stays.
She runs the show.
But why wasn't she queen? When her husband was killed, her son was the king.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, man. What am I? Like, do I actually know this crap? Come on.
I'm just asking. That's what my friend brought up.
The queen takes over the regent.
But she didn't,
whatever.
Because she was not the queen. It was her son, and she was subject to her son.
Maybe it's a royal bloodline thing. I don't know, dude.
Yeah, well.
You're killing me here, Smalls.
She doesn't have that. So I'm wondering, you know. I mean, I don't think Cersei did it, and I don't think.
No, Cersei, what I was going to say, I love in the scene halfway through, she's rushed over And everyone's like, Joffrey's joking. And she runs over, like, about to Heimlich him and knock the bun out of his mouth or whatever he was eating too quickly. And then you just see, like, blood pouring out of his eyes and ears and rectum and urethra. And she's just screaming for a bit.
Get a Band-Aid.
And then it's like, oh, he gone, to quote Cleveland. Like, and while he's still just like, and it's all rushing out, she's looking around like, just die already, dude. You're gone. Who did this to you? But give up the ghost.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of the scene.
Yeah.
Maybe why I'm not digging on the show as much. Mm-hmm. I don't know when my friends who read the books thought it was cool to just talk about the Red Wedding.
Yeah.
To talk about Joffrey dies.
Yeah.
To talk about a certain character, I won't spoil it for you, comes back in the next episode or two. Like, I know all of the plot points.
Yeah.
And maybe that is hurting my enjoyment a little. But for whatever reason, this really strikes me as True Blood season 3. Like, True Blood.
Yeah.
You're asking me. Yeah. Ask me.
Hey, how was True Blood?
So, I'm glad you asked. Season 1 of that show.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. And I'll stand by that statement. Season 1 was killer.
I could not get into it. I mean, I saw whatever it is in season 8 right now, and I just fairies like and butterflies and
it,
you know,
went to
with,
hell because
with
of too many storylines.
And a wizard sleeve.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is
Vagine
nice.
Hangs like wizard sleeve. Season 1 was killer. Season 2, decent enough. I still enjoyed it. By season 3, we added too many plot elements.
Yeah.
And everyone who was a developed, awesome character got 5 minutes an episode.
Yeah.
Well, guess what's happening with Game of Effing Thrones?
I mean, it was a little busy last night, and so you're really trying to kind of keep track, and you're like, wow, who is this one? What
Let's
was
give
that?
5 minutes to the cripple kid. He's his wolf boy.
Yeah.
The girl who did all the killing last episode, Arya. Yeah. I don't even think we see her. The mother of dragons. Did she have 5 minutes last episode? I don't even remember.
I know, it was pretty busy.
It's a lot of plates in the air, dude.
Yeah, and you're trying to think, whoa, is he so-and-so's brother, or he's the other one, or oh, that's the, yeah.
It's still good. It's still one of the best things on TV.
No, I mean, that's right. I mean, that's what I'll record. That's what I am recording.
But the same thing happened with Mad Men last night for me. It's not bad. It's just so clearly its best is in the rear view.
Yeah, I think, I would like to start Mad Men from the beginning. I did watch a couple seasons or a season with my mom when she got into it. And she said, oh, Allison, you really should. And she was one of the front
runners. Well, for old people, my mom was like sitting in a puddle the entire time. My mom's watching Mad Men. She's like, I remember that fashion. I had a dress like that. I wore a kerchief like that. There's a scene, Megan, Don's wife.
Yeah.
Is dressed like a pirate for all intents and purposes. Has the open shirt, has her little handkerchief. There should have been a parrot crapping on her shoulder and a cutlass in her hand.
Yeah.
And my mom's just going on about, like, I remember this, I remember that.
Yeah.
Apparently people dress like pirates. That was a thing in 1968 or 9.
Yeah, that's really before my mom's time, but
yeah, I know. Your mom isn't a fossil like mine.
But yeah, my mom was more into the disco era and all that. But she was hip on fashion and all that too. My mom was. So, but yeah, I haven't followed Mad Men, but I mean, I understand it's a good thing. So,
it's good. I'm just like both of them. It's hard to keep.
Well, you said that
on
new one on HBO, the comedy is good, right?
Oh yeah,
I haven't seen it.
This is going to be the most disgusting thing you've heard all day.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. We're going to talk about shootings.
Even more
at a
disgusting
Jewish
of whatever oozed on this sweatshirt you let me borrow. I mean, that's
what, the sleeve.
I don't think you could talk.
It's dried salsa.
It is greenish yellow.
Maybe I missed while wiping. What do you want? Don't lick it. There's my hint.
Who
to you.
Wipes with their left hand?
All the whole Middle Ages, didn't they do that? Or the Arab countries, you had your wiping hand and your everything else hand because there wasn't bar soap exactly.
Don't they have eucalyptus or something?
You just had that one hand.
Maria would have had some eucalyptus. Everyone would have had coconut helmets.
It was like when Bart had his hand spat in by that one chick. He's like, I'll never wash it again. And then it was covered in like spider webs and gum and it got attached to Snowball.
Aww.
I'll go on with that Simpsons reference you weren't catching.
So come on.
No, my, I feel like I have to get through eating my vegetables in Game of Thrones and Mad Men
to
get to the highlights of the night, which are Veep. Veep is still funny as hell.
Yeah.
and Silicon Valley, the new Mike Judge show on HBO.
I think maybe Jewel might have told me about that.
Mike Judge is a genius.
Yeah.
That show is killer. He did it. He's directing, and I think two of the guys, or the guys he did it with, are like Altshuler and Krinsky, if I remember their last names.
Yeah.
But they're his writing team that he's worked with forever.
Yeah.
In Idiocracy, they reference a Dr. Altshuler and Dr. Krinsky at the beginning. It's a nod to those guys.
That's nice.
And he's with them. It's the acting team, the ensemble that they've assembled.
Because Marie is
that
here.
They've assembled. I don't think that one's French. That
they
put together
now.
Is just killer. It's funny. And I saw those 2 hour longs, the dramas.
Yeah.
And I was really like, am I changing to the point I no longer enjoy TV? What the hell is going on? But no, I was watching Veep and Silicon Valley later that night, just slapping my knee.
Yeah.
Because I have an autistic tick. But I also enjoyed the shows.
Yeah.
They were killer.
That's
you
cool.
You should check them out.
Yeah, maybe
have you
I'll
done Veep
them.
Yet?
No. I mean, I saw like a half an episode with you one night, but that was about it. And I think we were jibber-jabbing, and you had already seen it, so I wasn't really
Yes, that's
it.
How we talk.
Yeah.
Because we're both Mr. T.
A lot of jibber-jab.
We jibber-jab back and forth.
Well, your mom says, I can always tell when Allison's here because John talks like this.
I'll do my Allison voice, which is really just a hairy carry.
Oh, my. It's pretty funny.
So we can talk about the Jew shooting. Who doesn't like the Jew shooting? Or we can talk about taxes. Did you file taxes? I know you don't make money.
Yes, of course. I have to do my own taxes.
Really? Because you're that poor?
No, I mean, I can do them. So that's
why didn't you do mine?
Because yours is a business, so you should probably have, you know, do it.
I took,
you're smart enough to do your own. You just don't feel like
it. I took quite the AFing. As I do every year come tax time.
Whatever. You have your own business, so it's fine. And your mom
I don't care if I have
a financial
an oil
cripple.
Well. You think I like seeing 4K go out of my account in one sitting?
Nobody does.
The Shah.
But it happens. That's
the Shah wouldn't enjoy that amount.
People don't go, yippee, unless you've got 90 kids. You know, you're yippeeing for about 5 minutes.
I hate my tax time experience. I love my accountant.
Yeah.
CPA Manjit Singh in the Northern Virginia area.
Yeah.
If you want to do it right, you go to Manjit Effing Singh.
Oh, nice.
I love Manjit, I think is how you actually pronounce it. We just call him Manny.
Yeah.
Longtime family friend, Manny. Through Manny, I learned the difference between a Sikh and a dude wearing an actual turban.
I got you.
I learned which one loves this country and which one might blow it up. The Sikhs are A-OK in my book.
All right.
But I guess, I don't know if I'm going to play the stereotype card, because I went to Manny's office yesterday on a Sunday, and it was conservatively 85 degrees in his office. Now,
awful.
I don't know if it's because his entire staff is Indian, or they just shut off the air in the building for the weekend.
Horrible.
I'm going with column two. But tax time is the worst thing ever. I don't really know what else to tell you. Like, I don't know how people who have an actual life handle the hardcore effing that goes down.
It's only an effing. It's how you claim. So usually I claim two. And so there's not, you know, you can claim yourself twice. And then they take more. And then I always usually get a refund.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as a business owner.
Yeah. I mean, it's different. It's different for you. But you expect that because you're not taking out taxes through the year. So
I guess
you can't
I don't
be
care
bellyaching
how logical.
About it. I made a lot of money. Now I got to give the government some.
We can all bellyache about that. Didn't those ranchers threaten to shoot some government guys over the weekend? And that was just over a couple of cows.
Oh,
not
goodness.
My important non-redneck money.
Right.
I think I took a 4K hit in one fell swoop while I'm sweating my balls off. Like, I could be getting oral sex in this temperature and I'd still be crabby.
Oh, I
but as
too.
I'm giving my money to Uncle Sam and I'm dealing with my mom who's there and just putting on a display for the ages because she yanked cash out of her 401k and was just shocked that she's getting taxed on it twice, which she was. It counted as when you yank it from the 401, you get a penalty.
Yeah.
And then it just gets added onto your income. So she was in like the hoity-toity bracket this year and paying out the ass for that. And she was practically crying.
Yeah.
Practically in tears, which just added to the fun.
But it's kind of like those people where you describe them where their only tool is a hammer. Your mom's only tool is
pissing a fit and being like,
anxiety.
Did you really work? Did you really try to jigger the numbers as hard as you could? No, I didn't. Until you thought of that, I screwed everything up. But thank you for questioning my work ethic. My mom would just, you could be at the oncologist and he's like, we're going to do this. Yeah. We're going to give you some chemo.
Yeah.
We're going to give you some pot brownies to keep your lunch down.
Yeah.
And she would just be like, have you thought of everything? Well, gee, now that you juggled my memory there, you got it all kinds of loose.
Oh, you got that tumor needs out.
Yeah. Here's my big pill that I call cancer fixer upper. Take one of these. You'll be good as new. Thanks for reminding me, Maria.
That's right.
Ugh. But yeah, I had to pay, I want to say, $1,500 for the taxes to get done.
Yeah.
I had to pay $1,000-something in my own taxes.
Hmm.
I then had to pay income taxes because I give myself an income from the business.
Right.
So the business pays taxes. Then I give myself a salary, which gets taxed again. Ha 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 ha. Hmm. And then my mom is technically the business owner because when my dad died, it became hers.
Right.
So then whatever share of taxes I incurred for her, I pay to her as well.
Hmm.
So yeah. She's pissing and moaning because I think in the end she owed $35.
Yeah.
And I owed a nice fat like four-ish.
Yeah.
And I'm stoic because I'm a man.
Yeah.
Because I'm all man.
All right. But you're whining about it now. So really.
That's for the show. I'm really all business.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it happens. Nobody's like, yippee, tax season. I love to go see my accountant.
No, but it's like, I got something going on in my throat too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's allergies or I've got the hivy, but I got throat glands like Ron Woodruff right now. Like, I've just had these.
You know what you should try? You should try some juice.
Oh, really? Should I do the juicing? Are you into juicing, Allison? If they go to @AllisonFrank on Instagram,
they might see some
will they
juices.
See a picture of some juices?
They might. They might. It's really good for you.
That's weird. I didn't really know you're into juicing. Thank you for telling me.
You should try it.
Up until this very moment, are you into brightly colored juices? Do you take pictures of them and post them on your Instagram?
It's almost like you're inside my head. This is ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. But you have, what I'm saying is you have a lot of fruits and vegetables at home. They are very ripe, so we could make you up something
delicious.
That's
code for they're about to rot because they haven't been eaten.
But when they get to that point, they're very flavorful. So juice them up. Put them in your Ninja. I'll help you out.
Nah.
It'll be good for you.
I don't want to.
It'll be super delicious.
I don't like fruits or vegetables.
Well, Why do you actually. You do like some.
I mean, like, if they're prepared in the best way
right,
ever.
Covered in cheese.
That's a start.
And wrapped.
But only for the fruits.
And wrapped with steak.
Nice melted cheddar soaked grapefruit. Now we're talking.
Oh, goodness. I just juiced a squash for the first time. It was delicious.
You weren't exactly enunciating that perfectly. And it sounds like you said I jizzed.
Oh, yeah. I jizzed a squash.
Nice.
And that's probably what's on the sleeve of your jacket here.
Squash jizz.
Ugh. Anyway.
Let's talk about the Kansas Jewish Center shootings.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Well, a Missouri man with a long history of spouting anti-Semitic rhetoric is suspected of shooting to death a boy and his grandfather outside a Jewish community center in Kansas City and a woman at a Jewish assisted living facility.
No.
I wasn't really going to talk about this.
Yeah.
But we have to bring up the fact that the old Jew place is called Village Shalom. And as soon as I heard that, I'm like, it has to be mentioned on the air. Now, again, this happened a couple hours before the recording or last night. But if you're listening to this and it's like Thursday or Friday.
Yeah.
We recorded Thursday and Friday. And
correct.
I found Village Shalom so funny. We're going back to it.
Oh, I gotcha.
There's a dude, a 73-year-old.
Yeah.
And I guess he really liked harping on the Jews.
Yeah.
on message boards.
Oh,
and
really?
And then he took a gun and shot, judging from their last name. Oh, what the hell were their names?
Horowitz, they didn't even Stein.
No, it Goldberg. Sounded like a bunch of Christians were using it to sing because this might shock you. I didn't really think that the Jewish community in Kansas City was all that bumping.
Well,
like, I think you got the Rabsteins down the street and that's about it. But, yeah, so he found a couple people outside the Jewish center.
Yeah.
That, again, looked like they should have been a relation of Napoleon Dynamite and his grandmother.
I gotcha.
They looked very whitey.
Well, Napoleon Dynamite could have this. That could be mistaken for a Jew-fro.
He could be a quarter. He could be the Jewish dude who landed his Shiksa princess. And maybe their kid turned out that way. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
John, what is his name? John Hedder? John Hedder-er?
Yeah.
There's a lot of ERs at the end of that name. So, this day and age,
yeah,
I get a little weirded out that people still got an issue with the Jews of all people.
I mean, I'm surprised they do a good job with everything. You know, like, why are you gonna? The thing is, like, you're saying you're for life, and then you're taking one. You know what I mean? Just like,
whoa, slow down. Got to wrap my head around that. Continue.
I'm just saying that's ridiculous. The same with African Americans, the same with gay people, the same, like, why are we just doing that? Like, it's so ridiculous to me. I just wasn't raised
that
way.
We're going with racism in general and hate and all that.
Yeah. That means to kill people.
Let's not go nuts here. Well, to kill people, that's bad.
Yeah.
I understand a little bit of racism.
I don't really.
Not that I feel it. I don't like that you laughed so sinisterly. Yeah. Sinisterly? Uh-huh. I don't know. In a sinister fashion.
Right.
There we go. Mm-hmm. I don't really. I'm not a big racist, but I can understand if you're like, look, there's certain stereotypes that pertain to certain parts of town where I wouldn't want to walk in there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm afraid of a big dude on the street, especially if he's of a certain race. That kind of makes sense to me.
No, it doesn't make sense to me either. I mean,
no, I said it made sense to me.
I'm just
put on your listening headphones, buddy. I mean, I think it's a little, it's sad we live in that day and age, but there are certain neighborhoods, again, that are death factories.
No,
you don't want to set foot in them. I work in them sometimes, and I'm just like, get me the hell out of here.
I don't feel, you know, my friend Joel, we were talking about being in St. Louis, and he was asking me, have you ever felt like when you're walking somewhere or whatever, like, afraid or like you shouldn't go there or whatever? And I never really felt
I feel that every time I walk in a girl's bedroom. Like, I don't deserve this. How did this happen?
No, I just, I mean, it's how you carry yourself. And I think then people don't really mess with you. I mean, I think you have to be smart about it. I do have a street smarts. I'm not going out there and saying, hey, look at me, and leaving cash hanging out in my pockets. You know, if I see someone who looks shady or whatever, they could be just some old guy going home with his bag of oranges. But if he seems shady to me, maybe I would cross the street. But it doesn't have to do with anything about him being a black or a Jew or a black Jew or a Sammy Davis Jew with a glass eye.
Where did you see Lenny Kravitz? I've never been messed with.
Yeah.
I really have no grounds for saying, hey, in this area, these things really do happen.
Yeah.
I simply kind of have seen, like, crime maps.
Yeah.
And I've had friends who are mugged multiple times.
I've had friends who are mugged,
They've never been mugged walking around good old Smallwood Court in the suburban areas. They always get the barrel shoved in their kidneys.
Yeah.
Walking in a less than desirable place.
I gotcha.
So am I advocating you run around and shoot people? No, that's kind of dumb and pathetic and idiotic. But out of all the people to hate,
yeah,
the people that brought you Seinfeld? Really?
No.
Like, how old is your hate? Like, this had to be a crime perpetrated by a 73-year-old to still care about the Jews.
Thing is, I mean, I understand, like, if you hate Cindy or if you hate Doug, you know what I mean?
I get that, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I really,
fine.
Look,
like,
all joking aside, I don't hate based on groups. And I kind of learned that everyone is actual people.
Yeah.
Like, I've worked several jobs where it's like me and eight black dudes.
Yeah.
And you can't just, like, turn to one and deal with them on a rational level and then be like, those black guys, am I right? You learn, horror of horrors, that black people are just people. They just happen to be black, too.
Yeah.
And yet you learn to hate people for who they are, not their skin color.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
But if you're a hateful dude right. and you want to blame a group, I'm just saying the Jews? That's like going out and getting the latest like Nazareth cassette. You're going back a ways. It's a deep cut. The hating the Jews is that's a deep track.
Well, I mean, can't we say the same thing about black people? I mean, how far are you going to take that too?
I got nothing against black people or Spanish people or anything. Just there's certain neighborhoods. I have hatred and fear for certain neighborhoods. And I don't really care who lives in them. I just know they're crap holes where life is cheap.
It's kind of a blessing and a curse, but myself, the way that I'm hardwired, I can kind of see the good in everybody. Even the douchebags. It's like I can kind of see where they're coming from. I have this ability to empathize with others. So even when someone's a douche, I think, you know what? He came from this or he said that.
I can empathize. Yeah. If I'm getting mugged, it's not because that man loves the sport of muggery. He probably needs a couple bucks. Doesn't make it fun.
I'm not talking about getting mugged.
I'm not like, your pistol whipping technique? Mwah! Magnifique!
That's Maria talking. Oh, goodness. No, I'm not talking about getting mugged. I'm just saying people in general. So even douchebags, I can kind of see the good in them, you know?
I can see the good in most people.
Yeah. But, I mean, that doesn't
Why
mean that
make
people...
me work to have to see it? That is more the dickishness of the douchebag. You yeah. made me work. Like, I have to peel through layers of BS yeah. to see you're just like a scared, sensitive little being underneath.
But for me, I think for those people, it's if you picture like a black silhouette, I'm just saying you picture a black silhouette and then you poke a hole in it and there's this beam of light that comes through. That's how I'm able to see.
Are
the
you high on ayahuasca right now? What the hell?
That's how
and
I'm
the
able.
Tentacles of his soul crawl out. And
so
he climbs
even though
the
there's all this black, I can kind of see that one good thing more than the others.
Why has it got to be black?
A dark silhouette is what I meant. Didn't you ever do those posters in school where you had to sit in front of a lamp and then
wanted poster?
And they trace your shadow and then they cut it out.
The closest I came for that was Thanksgiving and I traced my hand on brown paper.
For a turkey.
Then it becomes a turkey.
Yeah, that's stupid. But yeah. But anyhow, I never did that in school, but I know several other people who have, and that's what I pictured in my mind.
You were busy slanging rock. Your parents wouldn't let you go to school. Kids your age would come back to the neighborhood and you're like, what filled your heads? What intellectual nourishment that I missed out on?
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because one day I'll grow boobs and I'll voxer boys.
Oh, see, there is a light. There's that silver lining.
Exactly.
Yep. Anyway. So, I mean, that's ridiculous.
I love.
So three people are dead.
Three people are, I guess they're dead, yeah. And it was really hardcore because the mom, it was a grandson and a grandpa.
Yeah.
And the mom gets up at like a church, a real Jewy Kansas City.
Right.
That's what they call synagogues in Kansas City, Jew church. That's just on the sign. Beth Shalom Jew Church.
Right.
She gets up and addresses this crowd that I guess out there, they really are like something bad happened. We're going to talk to Jesus. About it.
Okay.
And she's like, yeah, I'm the mom and the daughter of the people that got shot. And you can find that clip on CNN. And I mean, the audience is like, I like how I say you can find it on CNN. You know who else can? You lazy schmuck. So hold on. I'm getting through a Geico commercial. One of those horrible new ones with the talking paintings. I love how the videos have.
I'm not really
huge
familiar with a lot of stuff. I'm kind of like under a rock, you know. I joke
certainly
about
certainly not hate. Hold on. Now there's the old guy that looks like Hunter S. Thompson had he not killed himself, talking through his shot up windshield and driver's side window.
I don't know about that.
All right, it's a decent clip on. Get the suspect described as lifelong anti-Semite. I'm glad he didn't fall into it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Then everyone would be like, poser. He had to overcompensate to actually shoot some Jews. Oh, God damn it. I'm not going to find this clip, am I?
I don't know.
I'm fast forwarding. Oh, ooh, ooh.
This
ooh.
Powerful moment at a vigil.
Here we go.
The daughter of the gentleman who was killed. And the mother of the son who was killed.
You hear that reaction?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone cares about anything anymore. But when you walk up and you're composed, and you're like, yeah, 4 hours ago, my daddy and my sonny boy died. People are going to lose it, man.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's sad.
Very sad.
All I can try to do is make the pain go away with this next segment, which needs to last a while. I think we're at like 46 minutes.
So. Okay.
All right, let's put on our fancy.
Oh, no.
Our fancy music.
Oh.
I like it. Do you like it? I like it. I think this is good segment music.
It's beautiful.
I am calling this segment.
Yes.
Masturbate of the Week.
Oh, okay.
Once a
week.
That's
a noun?
I stole it from Mr. Show, actually. As much as I have an issue now with David Cross, there was a time where Mr. Show episodes on HBO got preempted for real sex episodes.
Oh.
And they both kind of laughed about it. Mm-hmm. And like Bob Odenkirk was like, yeah, we're getting preempted for real sex 48 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then Dave Cross, at the end of the bit, he waves.
Yeah.
And he goes, have a good masturbate.
Oh, I gotcha.
And for whatever reason, that always stuck with me. That I thought was a funny thing.
I got
out of Mr. Cross. So, yeah, this is called Masturbate of the Week.
Okay.
Every week.
Yes.
Even though I've cut down wanking a lot.
Right.
I'm down to like two or three a week.
Wow. And you're not sick.
No. And I no longer get the DTs.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
From not touching my junk. Like, I used to not masturbate. My hands would just curl on itself, desperate to wrap around something.
How long are your showers now, though? Like, I've quit masturbating, but I take 2 day showers.
Yeah, exactly. And I do it like a teenage girl who just knows that when she lies on the bottom of the bathtub and turns on the spigot, her giny tingles.
Like, John hasn't masturbated, but let me tell you, his wiener glows. It is squeaky clean.
Oh, I got you. A little incidental action.
Yeah.
Like, ah, there's some schmagma. 46 minutes later.
Yeah, exactly.
Shines bright like a diamond.
That's right.
I even if I'm not deep in the game like I used to be.
Right.
I think through the years, I've picked up one
through
hell.
The years.
I've picked up a hell of a nose for good wank fodder.
Okay.
And it might be a celeb.
Right.
It might be a porn star.
Right.
It might be the girl next door.
Okay.
That I've taken surreptitious photos of.
I gotcha.
This week, we're going to go with a girl from Reddit's Gone Wild section.
Okay.
You have heard me, you've heard me, if you've listened to the show, talk
quite
about
a bit.
Reddit and the Gone Wild section.
Correct. Lots.
Yeah. It's it's where girls, hard bodies, really. Girls doing the Lord's work, I like to say.
Yeah, really, for the most part, they're all pretty attractive. I mean, they're not, you don't really think, oh, like, wow.
Well, Reddit is an internet community site.
Right.
Just putting that down. And there's a series of subreddits. So there's a subreddit for the Redskins. If you want to talk about the Redskins, you post there. There's a subreddit for Game of Thrones. You want to talk about that, and you go there. Well, there's a subreddit called Gone Wild.
Right.
And it's just girls that post naked.
Yeah.
And Allison, the reason the girls are so great on Gone Wild is that the less attractive girls are kind of siphoned off into
curvy
subreddit.
Something.
There's Gone Wild Curvy.
Yeah.
If that's not your home, there's Gone Wild Plus.
I gotcha.
Then there's like Gone Wild Livestock.
But I'm saying wild, I mean, that covers a lot. So you think that maybe some of those, but it really doesn't sneak in. I mean, sometimes there are attractive people who don't take flattering photos.
Well,
the front few pages
are all killer, no filler. The Gone Wild section.
Yeah.
And
isn't that based on how many times you get looked at or something? Like how many?
Yeah, the upvotes. So there's some guy who's like 100 pages back.
Yeah.
Almost the scout, really, for the farm team of Gone Wild. And he's like, you got jugs that won't quit, sister. Here's an upvote. And then they migrate pretty quickly up the ranks, I guess.
Yeah.
So I am going to go with user Erica Bunny. And I asked her if it was cool.
To post this.
I hit her up. She said it was all right. Then she mentioned she had to check with her boyfriend. My dick went half soft at that. But
yeah. Where is she? Let me see.
I'm not going to. Okay. You know what? Maybe we're gonna look up some pornography on my phone.
Okay.
Okay. Give me a second.
Yeah. You're acting like it's foreign. Like, what? How do
I
get there?
I want to put it on the actual damn work computer.
I got you.
For the love of Christ. Give me a second.
Yeah.
talk about
it. I thought she was up on the screen. I just thought maybe it was her profile or something.
No, I was going to do it from memory.
I got you.
I saw her last night, and okay, here you go.
Yeah.
This is these are photos of good old Erica Bunny.
Okay.
I'll pass them over. Erica's a ginger.
Yeah, these are good.
Yeah, aren't they? I think the whole internet loves the gingers. Game of Thrones came to power. That's right. More. Game of Thrones came to power riding on the back of...
Is that her areola? Like this big, huge thing?
Hey. Not cool. No areola shaming on my airwaves, sister.
I mean, that is...
She's a ginger. Gingers tend to have a larger areola. I'm a big fan.
Of big areolas?
Well, she's got like 34 E's. What do you want? They're gigantor. The nipple's proportionate.
I don't think
so. Stop making it sound like it goes down to her third rib. No one's going to click on this poor girl. E-R-I-C-A Bunny. Erica Bunny.
But you can't
That's
even tell
All
she has a
word.
Nipple.
She's pale. Why are you being a dong about this? She's a hot chick.
No, she's very attractive. I'm just saying like her nipples and her areolas are almost transparent and you can't
she's
see any nipples.
She's pasty. She's fair. What do you want? Watch Game of Thrones. That's what's in right now.
Okay.
Everyone, who is their name? Ygritte? I'm not using a slur right there. Who is the one that was banging Jon Snow?
Oh, yeah.
She makes good old Erica over here look like Rihanna by skin color comparison.
I mean, no, this chick is much more attractive, I think.
She is?
Yeah.
Erica's built like crazy, man. Yeah. That's like 36, 24, 36 right there. I think she said in a post she's an actual E cup. 34 E.
Is she really?
Yes. She takes all sorts of freaky photos, riding toys and crap like that.
Oh, my.
Trust me, any ginger, like I'm saying it again, any ginger is welcomed, open-armed to Reddit Gone Wild. They love them a good ginger. I count myself
But she's not
among
like a super
race.
Ginger. I mean, she kind of looks like brunette, like a Auburn.
It's gingery enough.
I guess. But I wouldn't look at that and say she's a ginger.
She's a ginger. I would.
Okay, but maybe that's because you've studied her photos.
I haven't. I would just look at it. I'm like, that's a ginger.
Yeah.
My one complaint, maybe she should let everything grow out down there because the actual fire crotch is a thing to behold.
Okay.
It's a beautiful, rare. It's like seeing a dodo bird before they got dusted from the wild.
Now I'm gonna paint my front porch red
just
for you.
If you want to enjoy a hell of a masturbate, go to Reddit. Look
who does that
Erica
to stills Bunny. Anymore? Nobody.
She makes GIFs, too, or GIFs. They're called GIFs.
Yeah.
So that's a moving picture.
I gotcha.
And she does stuff. And it's awesome.
She does
Erica
stuff.
Bunny. E-R-I-C-A-B-U-N-N-Y. I'm going to put a link in this episode's data as well.
Well, that's nice. Giving them a big
Leave comments.
Yeah.
Tell me if my pick for Masturbate of the Week was lacking.
Yeah.
I think you'll have a hell of a masturbate to Erica.
I guess. I think photos, though, are more... I mean, you can kind of do that more when you know the person.
Well,
I don't know. That
makes it extra dirty.
Okay.
I'm just a photo guy. I love the ability to flip between 1,000 photos in
five
seconds.
No, I mean, I think it's different because, you know, they aren't technically models or whatever. They're just everyday people who like to do that. But what I'm saying is when you get a personal photo... You know what I mean? From someone you know, then it's easier to do that to photographs as opposed to just strangers. Then why wouldn't you just watch porn? You know what I mean? I'm just asking.
Because it's a girl gone wild. Don't you get it? She's just a college chick.
Okay.
She's just like, these clothes are too confining. Society's idea of what I should do sexually, it's stifling me.
Oh.
I'm going to rage against the machine.
I got you.
One bared nipple at a time.
Where were they? I did not see one. They are invisible. She has invisible.
You're a prick.
They're like Wonder Woman's plane.
Whatever. Whatever. We don't all have Flojo chocolate areolas
Mine
like
are
you.
Mine are not chocolate either, but I'm just saying you could see them.
You got nipples like Havana ginger, so shut up. Google those. If you want to see an areola. Here, you know what? We got the music playing. Doesn't mean the show's over quite yet. I'm going to look up Havana ginger.
Oh, no.
And show that to you.
Oh, no. Is it going to be bad?
You tell me. The last had a career in taking off her top.
Oh, no. Let me see.
Come on. Why is it a clean search? I hate you, Apple. I'm going to show you off air.
Okay.
because this is just murdering the outro, but God help me, I want this take on air. There you go. You just had to Google Havana Ginger nipple. There you go.
Oh!
It was worth it. It was worth it.
I do not like that.
Oh.
But I don't look like that.
Papa's Basement. I'm John Papagiorgio. Oh, she's Allison Frank. In papasbasement.com. Go there for a couple episodes a week. I post my writing there too. Facebook.com/papasbasement. Everything goes up there. At Papa's Basement.
Why
on Twitter.
Why did you do
Instagram.
That to me?
Instagram for Allison. Oh. Is at Allison Frank. That's her Twitter as well. ALLIS0N Frank. Easiest way to get the show is to subscribe using either iTunes
or Stitcher.
Do not
look up that woman.
Havana Ginger. She has a twin sister she did a scene with.
That's horrible.
That's a whole lot of areola. Those are some tent-like, really. Like a revival meeting worth a nipple.
I don't like it.
I am a fan. I approve.
Of that?
I don't mind that even. There's something dirty about it.
I don't feel good.
I think Erica Bunny's nipples were tasteful still. Havana Ginger's
are
well
off. They were invisible, but this is worse. I'll take nippleless over that.
You're horrible. Erica's going to listen to this episode. Erica, Allison's a piece of crap.
It's
tweet
just
her.
The way the photos were taken. I'm sure she has some other lovely nipple glowing
ones. What do you want her to do? Draw them in with a mascara? Come on. You're nuts.
She's beautiful. No question. But come on.
InPapasBasement.com/iTunes to subscribe using, you guessed it, iTunes. Review us, leave a comment. That helps us in theory.
That's a good idea.
And if you do Stitcher, a lot of people do that. InPapasBasement.com/Stitcher.
I gotcha.
I know. It's hard to noodle out how I picked those URLs, but I did. All right. We're out.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about, nothing to critique. Great show, great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.
Allison, it's your song. Allison, can you hear? I'm making up these lyrics, and they don't even rhyme.
Yeah, it's like, maybe it's not my favorite.
Okay, let's do some levels. Can you turn off the text?
No, I can't.
F and S fest for 5 minutes?
I cannot. Are you kidding?
This
pilot is delicious.
We've got 1 hour and 10.
I'm going to lick his face.
I'm going to include all that at the back of the episode.
No, don't.
Yep. Buys us time.
Oh my goodness, this is my level.
That is what you get for screwing around with my precious time. You're wasting my mother effing time.
Text her, Jerry. Text her. Oh my. Oh no, wait a second.
Fine, I'll just go with this is your level.
No, this is my level.
I don't
That's
know.
Me yelling.
I need to say level a lot. With my mouth off the mic, apparently.
Oh, let me see. Scooby-dop, boo-boo. Unhide.
You sound like one of those Negro singers.
Oh, we can't say that.
Sure we can.
Why? You can't do that.
It's not a bad word. Only the hard R at the end is bad. I was just trying to sound old-timey.
This is ridiculous. Oh, wait. He sent me a photo.
Oh, the delicious pilot that the world is going to hear about?
He is delicious.
Oh. Way to play it cool. Now our tens of listeners know that you want to pump it.
Oh my.
Bow, bow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow. Meow, 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 meow. 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 Meow, meow, meow. I'm going to tell Will you said that about his music.
I mean, no, listen. You're not good. You're disgusting. And this is my real
disgusting.
Yeah, it's really not very good, John. We were... Oh my. Let's see what it is.
Is it a picture of his pecker?
Listen, that's disgusting. We don't do that.
Is it flaccid? Is he big enough to hang flaccid? That's when you know you've got a real tooth chipper.
Dude.
When a guy sends a picture and it's just him hanging inches.
No, oh, he's cute. Hanging inches. Yeah, but they're short.
That's the slang we use in the community.
I don't like the term. It's like, I can't wait to see you. I'm hanging inches.
Hanging inches.
That's so gross.
That's H-I.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
You're telling me he's not handsome? Come on.
Oh. Oh, Captain Dreamboat.
He is Captain Dreamboat. Oh my.
He can crash his airplane into the heart of my ocean any day. Ooh, you know, it's a little off. It's like kind of abs, but he also had his gallbladder taken out.
He did. He actually.
I can identify a scar.
He had a colostomy.
Oh, come on. That's not even fair. I'd get abs, too, if I could liquid feed 800 calories a day.
You can't.
That's like those midgets that they get the leg extension surgery, and they go from like 4'7 to 5'11. I had an old friend, Gavin, who was
watched
like
the whole show on
5'8", 5'9". He's like, that's not even fair. He was livid.
That's horrible.
He felt about that the way others feel about racial injustice.
I mean, the thing is just to, yeah, it's not cool. Let me see.
All right, let's pause and actually prep the show. Can you stop your the sexty waxty?
I'm not sexting.
You're wearing my sweatshirt because the studio is cold.
With your bodily fluids.
I don't want you soaking all over mine. You're going to have to pull that off and sop it up.
How about this one?
That's nice. All right. All right, I don't.
They said it couldn't be done because they wanted to see it done.
I'm killing the mics.